All right, let's give our instant analysis, Sam Amico, of game number two. The Cavaliers, a 107-90 win over the Detroit Pistons. Start in the first half when the Pistons again played well, and then the Cavaliers responded in the second half. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a part of a problem. It can be a problem if the Cavs continue to let the Pistons play so well in the first half up in Detroit. That could be an issue because now you're playing, you know, from behind as they've had to do the past two games at home. It's a lot easier to do that at home. You got to watch that in game three. But as far as game two goes, you made shots when you had to make them. Your big three came alive, particularly LeBron James and Kyrie Irving really came alive there in the third quarter, fourth quarter. And that's what you're looking for. That's why you have superstars to carry you through times when, you know, you may seem like not all's going real well.
Kevin Love with a double-double. LeBron at 27, Kyrie at 22, but J.R. Smith also came alive. How important is he to this Cavaliers team? Maybe not so much in this series, but if they're going to win an NBA championship.
He's going to be vital. You know, we saw that last year when they really needed him. When Love and Irving went down, J.R. kind of didn't produce in the finals. It was all LeBron all the time. But outside of the big three, they're going to need another guy to step up and have those kind of games. You know, J.R. said tonight, very simply, I was open, so I shot it. You know, and that's what you got to do if you're JR, is keep looking to shoot, even if they're not going down at first, because that's what you're out there for. That's why they brought you here, so you can shoot and hopefully make three-pointers. But even if you're not making them, you got to look for them and be aggressive and confident and keep putting them up.
Tristan Thompson, stats-wise, has not played well in the first two games. Does he need to put up the stats that we're used to seeing, or is he the sacrificial lamb in this series because somebody has to guard Andre Drummond and take the abuse from such a big fella like that?
Yeah, you know, Tristan is not going to get his normal rebounds, his normal offensive rebounds that keep possessions alive, and that's frankly been part of the Cavs' problem in the first half, is Tristan hasn't been able to get those rebounds and kick it back out and keep possessions alive. The Cavs miss a shot, they're done, because Drummond is gobbling up everything, and Tristan Thompson's not alone in those struggles. But you know, this series, they can survive that. Moving forward, Kenny, they're not going to, you know, you can't do that against either Boston or Atlanta, Toronto or Miami or whoever you have left in the Eastern Conference Finals and the second round, so and particularly the finals. You need Tristan to come alive and get those rebounds. But, you know, if they face Miami, it's going to be a problem again because they've got Hassan Whiteside and you know, Tristan's got to find a way to will himself to more offensive boards to keep possessions alive.
The bench tonight was more productive than it was in the first game. Was there a common theme as to why you think they played better tonight? Was it just making shots or finally getting a feel maybe for the playoffs for some of these guys and the rotations that Tyronn Lue used tonight?
I think it was partially the rotation, but you also have to look at Matthew Dellavedova, who always does a great job defensively. Struggled a little bit tonight defensively, but I liked how he kept the ball moving. You know, he finished with, what, 9 assists here in 22 minutes. He had, you know, his first 15 minutes, which were very crucial minutes for him, he had 8 of those assists. So he's been keeping the ball moving. He's thrown some nice passes to LeBron. We've seen those lobs to LeBron for dunks. And I think he's been obviously very efficient. Richard Jefferson and Shumpert, those guys have not been able to get going offensively, but they do both have done a nice job defensively, and Channing Frye, I thought, gave the Cavs 11 good minutes tonight as well.
I've been very impressed with Tyronn Lue in his first two playoff games as a head coach. I was wondering how he would match up with Stan Van Gundy. When I did my prediction on this series, I picked Detroit to win one game, so the Cavs in 5, and one of the edges I gave was to Detroit's head coach, Stan Van Gundy. After two games, I think Tyronn Lue has outcoached Stan Van Gundy in this series so far, especially with in-game adjustments. Agree or disagree?
I'd agree with you there. And Van Gundy obviously is still kind of running what he did with the Orlando Magic back in 2009 with Andre Drummond in the role of Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And you know, Tobias Harris and Marcus Morris and Caldwell Pope and Reggie Jackson, those guys are kind of like Hedo Turkoglu and Rashard Lewis. They're just not as good or as experienced at this point, but Van Gundy's running that same system as he did, and I think that Ty Lue has done a nice job of matching that by defending the perimeter as much as he did. I think that's why one reason Drummond was able to get going a little bit tonight is because the Cavs took care of the perimeter, which they didn't do in game one very well. You're going to suffer with inside play because of that, and that's what happened tonight. But, they won by 17 points. The game was really never close after the seven-minute mark. So I think Ty Lue's done a great job, especially, as you mentioned, Kenny, with the rotations, too. And I think Stan Van Gundy said it tonight, I kind of messed up there in the third, fourth quarter there where they went on that run, and you have to give Ty Lue a lot of credit for that.
That's two games that Stan Van Gundy has said he wishes he would have done something different, but I don't know if there's anything he can really do. The talent is just overwhelming for the Cavs versus Detroit. And getting back to Ty, I loved the inbounds play near the end of the third quarter for an easy layup for Love, and then they press to start the fourth quarter as to say, all right, we're going to keep our foot on the gas, and they get a turnover right out of the gate in the fourth quarter. And to me, I think those are little things, but I thought they were great coaching moves.
Well, and that's exactly it. The only move that I would question is, did he play the guys a little too long?
Right.
Kyrie and Love were in there probably 2 minutes left, and the game had been long decided. But other than that, like you said, Kenny, the strategy and the drawing up of plays in games and the in-game adjustments, Ty Lue has impressed in the first two games, because there have been some tricky moments there. When he has fouled Drummond, it seems like the Pistons might get on a little spurt there and he'll foul him. And Drummond made a couple tonight. I think he was 4 of 16, but you'll take those odds. And I think that when he decides to foul Andre Drummond to slow the game down and slow down runs has been really well thought out and really well executed.
Last thing, Sam, what's the key to a game 3 win, and does this thing go past 4 games?
You have to. I think if the Pistons are going to get one, it'll be game 3, because I don't think I'd be surprised if they got one if they were down 3-0. But you have to come out and play with energy and send a message right away in game 3 and put them away right away in game 3 if you can. You don't want the Pistons being confident and getting one of these leads. They get one of those leads here in Cleveland, it's not such a big deal because you're at home, you feel like, yeah, we're going to come back. They get it there, that everybody's behind them in that building, and you don't want to do that. This is a team that's dying for a win, and they're very confident, they're very arrogant, and all it takes is one good moment, one good first half, and they could bury you. So it's just going to come out, keep the game close early, and send a message as soon as you can and try to put it away, because if you let them hang around, you could be in trouble in game 3.
There you have it, our instant analysis of game number 2. The Cavaliers, a 107-90 winner over the Pistons, and they'll take a 2-0 lead into Detroit for game number 3. For Sam Amico, I'm Kenny Rota.